Last fall, we reported that a federal geologist wrote a report on unstable rock conditions back in 2008. It was at the Lucky Friday mine in Mullen, Idaho. The report addressed weaknesses in the underground rock. Turns out they were similar to the weaknesses that led to a tunnel collapse in April 2011. That collapse killed miner Larry Merrick. In our investigation, we discovered federal regulators never sent that original 2008 study to the mining company. Minnesota Republican Congressman John Klein cited that failure in a letter to the Mine Safety and Health Administration. Klein, who chairs a House Workforce Committee, said this was not the agency's first such lapse in communication. Now, the head of the federal mine agency is implementing new steps to ensure technical studies do in fact reach mine operators. There will be a clearer chain of communication, and investigators will be required to hold meetings with mine managers to discuss key findings. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.